most difficult Kedem, most difficult Nisoyin, Pasuk says there, Kach no, as Binchas Yechidcha, Shahavta Tzitchok. So everybody discusses why the Nisoyin of Akedah is the most difficult Nisoyin. Mitzad Avraham Avinu's Madrega, with whatever the Bein Shalayim wants, that's what he wants automatically. It doesn't make a difference anymore what the Nisoyin is. Once you reach the Madrega, what you want is the Ratzon Hashem, so what's the Nafkimina? So the Sosena says a verse, which Stam gives us a Mordek Chizuk, in how to live our life in a way of a Ben Torah, in a Chassidish Ben Torah. He says, why did Rabban Shalom say Kach No? And this is a sign that Rabban Shalom said please. Please means that you have a brayer, you have an option to say no, to turn me down, turn down the offer. How come by the Akeda, Avraham Avinu has a choice to turn down the offer? So the Sosema says it's Poshet. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu ki b'Yitzchak yikor l'chazara. Rabban Shalom Kaviyachal keeps to his word. So he can't be mitzava Avraham Avinu to do something that's against his own word, that's against Rabban Shalom's word. Once you say ki b'Yitzchak yikor l'chazara, that's it, it's done. The deal is clinched. And therefore, Rabban Shalom said to Avraham Avinu, I cannot be mitzava you to shecht your son. It's all up to you. In other words, if you turn down the offer, if you say, I'm not doing it, I'll be din, you're free. You haven't gone against my word, b'chlal. You can turn it down. But I'm asking you, please don't turn it down. I can't force you, but it's up to you. So the Sosema is a political thing. So this was the only Nisoyin where Avraham Avinu could have al pi din. And a person lives his life, al pi everything al pi din. Avraham Avinu could have said, I'm sorry, Rabban Shalom. You told me to be Yitzchak Chazera, I'm not shechting my son. And he wouldn't have got any punishment for that. Fakert. He's doing al pi everything al pi din. You see from here an unbelievable thing. Says the Sosema, that's why it was the hardest Nisoyin. Because it was a Nisoyin al pi din, he could have turned it down. See here in the Gevaltig Zach, you look into it a second. Hare Sosema says that you see Avraham Avinu's overwhelming Ava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody who obeys orders doesn't show Ava. He shows Yira. He shows Avdus to the Oda, to the Master, to the Melech. But somebody who goes beyond, somebody who could have turned it down and says, no, I want to do it because this is what you want me to do. That shows Ava. And it's a Peldig Zach, because What is the world's greatest Ava? Down here in the earthly world, the mundane world, what is the greatest Ava a person can think of? An Ava of a father to a child. That's the greatest Ava. There's no mushal of a greater Ava than a father to a child. Here, Avraham Avinu was faced with the following sign. On one hand, Yitzchok, he loves Yitzchok. And the Ava to a child is overwhelming. It's an uncontrollable Ava. A person will do anything for his child. On the other hand, the Rabban Shalom saying, this is not a matter of you fearing me, because you're not disobeying my orders if you turn it down. If you shecht your son, it's going to show that you love me. Here Avraham Avinu showed that his love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more overwhelming than his own love for his own child, which is the greatest love that a person can imagine. We find a similar thing by Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu met Yosef after so many years, says that Yosef fell onto Yaakov. Yaakov says, doesn't say that he fell onto Yosef. Says Rashi, why? What was Yaakov Avinu doing at that time? He's been Kaira Krishna, so you're Kaira Krishna. Can't be that Avraham Avinu is makbid on, Yaakov Avinu is makbid on the Mogen Avraham, and Yosef is makbid on the Balatanya and the Groh, that they both had a difference among Krishna. Why was Yaakov Avinu Dafka then being Kaira Krishna and Yosef not? But the answer is, because Yaakov Avinu is now being reunited with his son he hasn't seen for 22 years. His son, and he was misabel, and he couldn't be happy, there was no ashrat hashchin on him for these years, because he was sad and upset. Now he's being reunited with his son, with his precious favorite son, with his Ben Zakunim. Yaakov Avinu says to himself, I've built up such a moedic, overwhelming ava for my son, I'm going to take that ava, and I'm going to say, Krishna, v'aftes Hashem lekech, v'chol 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 nafshchom Hashem. My ava to you is even greater. Exactly the same thing we see over here by the Akedah. That's why Dafka, this was the Nisoyin. And the Nisoyin we have to show Avos Hashem is the Nisoyin where the odds are either you shech, do away with the Avos to your son, or you do away with the Avos to the Rabban Shalom. And Avraham Avinu was Boicha B'toyv. Here we see a Mordechai lesson that in life in general, there's a lot of ways of draining out of a lot of things. There's Poskim that say this, and there's a lot of people of Mekel on this. How does a person live his life? Does a person live his life as Avdus the Rabban Shalom, or obey all your orders with Suloi? Or does a person love the Rabban Shalom? One thing we know is the Rabban Shalom loved Av. Benchaz Mikaretz, Tamid Hashem said that Halavai, a Yid should love a Tzaddik with the same Ava as the Rabban Shalom loves the Rosh Hagomah. The Rabban Shalom loves the Yid. And therefore, we have to always look in life not to do things with the books of other. We have to do things. Mustn't let the other override the Shulchan Aruch. But there's a lot of areas where you can dray out. There's a lot of areas, a lot of attain. Every day in a person's life, a person should feel, where can I go beyond to show my love to the Rebbein Shalom? Where can I go beyond this Tuzman Karishmas? Where can I go beyond to be Machbid on the first? Anything, in anything. Let's go beyond. Let's be metabol on ourselves in this parasha. With the Ashfas and the Akeda come down of Avraham Aminu showing the Rebbein Shalom for you. I want to go beyond. If we do that all, then we're living the life of Ava to Rebbein Shalom. Come Ava, come I'm upon him, upon him. But the Ava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, we have to install ourselves in such a Moridika Ava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that goes beyond and beyond and beyond.